I just had the most fucked up dream ever.
What happened, bro?
Well, from what I remember,
it was late September, 8:30 at night. Had a call from my lady, my girlfriend, my wife. She said, I'm kinda bored, wanna chill for a bit. I said, yeah, she said, really? Oh, you heard me, that's right. I had a hit placed on me by this crew up in Saga. My girl always looked out, she knew there was drama. She said, baby, are you sure? I heard about your death threat. Heard you got some killers on your ass up in the West End. I said, affirmative, didn't know she heard of it. Whining on the phone, I said, calm down, don't worry, shit. I got it covered with the drama pack. Don't worry about me, babe, I got my mom for that. She said, alright, baby, call if any problems hit my way. Tried to say bye, but my boy was in the driveway. Asked him to drive me, maybe this could work out. He said, where you going? I said, well, my girl's house. He knew about my West End beef, he had my back and shit. Didn't pay him any mind, knew that I can handle it. Then we drove to my girl's house. Suddenly I got a call from those dudes who wanted to fuck with me. They said, homie, we know where you are. We got four dudes deep, then we strapped in a car. I laughed loudly, told them, listen, faggot, nothing's happening, you're bluffing, little pumpkin. So hardy har har. We arrived at my girl's place, I hopped out the ride, not on the driveway. My boy went and parked on the side. He drove away as I walked to the door very calmly. I heard a huge yell from a car right behind me. Turned around, saw those same dudes I had trouble with. Looked me in the face and suddenly pulled a gun and shit. Well, my first option was try to make a run for it. Then he popped two through my chest and through my fucking hip. On the ground, heard a car skidding backwards. Heard screaming from my girl's window right after. Everything was blurry, I couldn't move a body part. Couldn't say a word, when I yelled it was kinda hard. I blacked out and woke up in my kitchen. Lifted my head up and said, oh, the fuck am I living? Saw my dining room table, everyone was having dinner. My mom, my stepdad, my brother and my sister. Looked around to see if they knew there wasn't someone there. Cause I didn't see his face or just another chair. I tried gaining their attention, tried clearly, yelled repeatedly, but no, they didn't hear me. I guess I was a ghost and this shit was a fix. Because it seems this was a life where I didn't exist. They were happy, all smiling, I yelled, they never heard a word. I looked onto my side and saw brand new furniture, huge TV, new objects and shit. Looked at what they were all eating, it was lobster and shrimp. It seems since I was gone, they were getting quite along. Didn't need another son that they would spend their money on. They were living quite lavish, apart from being average like when I was in the family. But now they seem to manage. As soon as I went to go explore some more, a light flashed, I was in a Ralph Lauren store. I saw my girlfriend standing beside this man on the phone, a young dude. They were walking out with bags full of clothes and hopped into this Mercedes. She gave him a kiss and I remembered, in this life I didn't exist. But she was much more happy with this guy who was dope. I remembered in past days where I would be broke. But now she has a good man, all together and hot. A hot guy that could probably buy whatever she wants. I said, fuck, life would just be better if I didn't live. All of them would shine if I never lived in them. Then I saw a flash, I was back in repeat. And my boy's whip, sitting in the passenger seat. In front of my girl's house, I was about to go leave. I had dilemmas in my head, should I do it, should I hop out? Then I thought, maybe if I died, they'd be all better. If I was gone, they'd be happy through the tall measures. I hopped out, and what do you know? The goons yelled, but me, I didn't run to the door. I stood there, standing helpless in the best of the shit. They shot two, and they got me through my chest and my hip. And the same thing happened, except for the dreams. It was perfect, I was waiting for the death, and it seems that maybe if I did die, they'd be better through the tides. Cause if I wasn't breathing, that would benefit their lives. That's it.
Oh, whoa, that's messed up, dude.